John, I hear you're studying English. Will you ever get a job with a major like that?
Well, they say coffee shop employees are mostly English majors, so there's a career path for me. But seriously, I think I'll have lots of jobs to choose from. I'm thinking of going into the publishing industry or maybe journalism. I'm not considering a PhD, since I'm not that inclined to continue pondering the enduring questions of the human condition, if you get my drift. By the way, Bill, are you not studying communications? I've heard there's not much to learn, and not many places that will employ you either.
You're totally wrong about that. We learn heaps of stuff about verbal and nonverbal messages, communication environments, audience reactions, strategies used to get messages across, and lots of other things like how to thoroughly dissect a speech or a script. And you're also wrong about the job market. There's advertising, HR, public relations, media, social services, and I could go on with the list. But what about you, Jane? Is the jobs market not totally saturated with you computer geeks already?
No way. It never will be, I think. There will always be a need for people who understand technology, and especially how technology fits into a business scenario. With the speed of data sharing and access increasing, there certainly is no job shortage. What do you actually learn about? All sorts of things about hardware and software, programming and such, and also about different applications, like robotics, artificial intelligence, and gaming technology.
Sounds like a lot of work. No wonder so many people I know have given it up.
It certainly is not for everyone. I think some students just dream about the big money involved and are surprised at the hard work you have to put into your studies. I'm sure there are other fields where salaries are just as good, aren't there? Yes, but maybe not at entry level. You can earn relatively well in many computer jobs right from the beginning. I'm thinking of making use of my knowledge in education someday. It is probably not the most lucrative field of computer science, but I find it really attention-grabbing. Alex, what made you choose health science?
I've worked in nursing for quite some time, and I thought it was time for change. I'm still passionate about healthcare, so health science seemed the obvious choice. I'm thinking of maybe going to social work when I've finished.
Are there other possibilities with your degree?
There's healthcare administration in the pharmaceutical industry, for example. But I'm really interested in social work. I first wanted a degree in psychology, but it was easier to get admitted to health science with my nursing background. And there may be aspects to psychology, like biological science, that I do not really care for.
Interesting to hear you say that. Biology is so fascinating that I cannot understand how somebody would not want to study it. I've never regretted entering the biology program. It's not only dry science, but lots of hands-on problem-solving. I utterly adore it. I am specializing in ecology and conservation biology, which involves a lot of theory. On the other hand, there are also fantastic field trips. And I hope I will be able to do something thoroughly relevant to save our planet once I finish. Where have you been on a field trip? Well, we visited an organic farm and a botanical garden, but the most interesting was the trip we took to a nearby park. It seems pretty much the opposite to your field. You're studying economics, aren't you? Yes, I am. I am planning to go on to international studies. And I think economics will give me the best background for that. For one thing, it has, strangely enough, not only improved my knowledge, but my people skills as well. Some of you may remember how desperately shy I used to be. As for it being vastly different from biology, I'm not sure I fully agree. We can think of economics like it is a laboratory where we experiment with history, politics, philosophy, maths, and current events. Current events might even correspond to your nearby park, come to think of it.